We've made a wrong turn, and we are stuck in the Virginia wilderness, and we are on a reality game show with Henry Rollins as our host. And something's out here taking us out one by one. We've made a loop back around, and we made a wrong turn, because we're doing wrong turn too.
Yeah!
Sorry, I was trying to pull it back in.
We're finally, I don't know how long it's been, but we're finally doing wrong
turn. More than a year, I think. Welcome, everybody. This is the Wrong Turn Podcast. I am Edgar, your host, with Count Courtney over here, who's your other co-host.
Aloha.
And we are a horror, sometimes we're a comedy podcast where we talk about horror movies and shoot the shit. So if you love horror movies, you've made a wrong turn and you were in the right place. Welcome.
Yes.
So, before we start, quick question. A couple things I forgot to mention. Well, one of them about the last movie we did, Battle Royale. So, yeah, I think I was able to get the timeline properly because I had this movie before I graduated college. So I had it maybe 2006, 2007. So I had to have had like a bootleg copy.
Because it came out in 2000.
It came out in the United States in 2010.
Oh, but the original film is 2000, but the United States, like you said, didn't get it for 10 years. So, you had.
I don't know how my friend got it. It's like one of those things, like maybe you go to like a different city and you go to like, you know, a VHS store and they happen to have a copy or something like that. Maybe that's what happened. I have to ask him how he got it. I love this movie so much. I made several paintings on it from my thesis. And I also convinced, unknowing to them, to use like some of like the production material for our BFA presentation. We had to have like a big BFA like art show, and on top of that we had to like have a website and we had to do like publicity and all things like that. So like I took the Battle Royale like poster and I just superimposed all the seniors' faces on it and I was like, yeah, that's how much of an impact this movie made on me over when I first got into it. Yeah, I forgot to leave that part. I forgot to mention that one. But
did you also bring your The Crow PowerPoint?
That one was just like a page, you know. You had to do like a little.
That's right. It was before PowerPoint was a thing. You're just like, I had my poster.
I think it was one of those things where it was like, I remember The Crow thing because I was so proud of it, and so
as you should be.
I think I was like also so embarrassed because it was one of those things where like you're young and you're like, I'll participate in anything, right? So you'll just jump up and then you just like, oh, then you get like a little bit of a cringe factor because like nobody's like really interested.
I can see where you're coming from, where you might think it's embarrassing, but I don't think it is. Like, I love that you were like, this is my fucking thing. And then you did like a repeat, but more professional and more in-depth version of it with Battle Royale.
Yeah, they didn't know it was from it, but I got to use it. Maybe my roommate knew, but that was pretty much it.
My thesis for college was on Futurama. So, like, nice. We all kind of, like, take the things that we love, and then we work it into, like, what we study. Like, my thesis was then the comparison of, like, what Futurama does, for, like, in futuristic world of what happens in our real world.
Nice. Actually, that's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. And I think they brought Futurama back, so like it's just
on. I think it's Hulu now, but like this was because Futurama was famously like canceled and brought back, canceled and brought back, canceled and brought back, and I never understood why, because I think the writing and everything is much better than The Simpsons, because Futurama is for adults, like it is. Like The Simpsons is a family show, it's for everybody, but Futurama, it's like you need to be somewhat intellectual and kind of to be able to understand some of those jokes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show. I haven't seen it. I've only seen like a couple of new episodes, but like, it's one of those things that, because it does have like the weird sci-fi topics, which are great. But then it also has like a lot of heartfelt and like tenderness and endearment, which is really, really nice.
Well,
like
the dog episode.
Everybody knows the dog episode. You don't even have to mention.
Well, no, that's just what I mean. Everyone knows a dog episode where you're like, my heart's broken.
Dude, remember the first time I saw that one? Oh, I was just like,
I don't watch it. Feel things. To this day, I do not watch that one. I'm like, nope, we're skipping Jurassic Park. We're skipping it.
Oh my God. I'm just like, I look at my dog and I'm be like, you're gonna be with me forever. Nothing's ever gonna happen to you. I'm like, ugh. So other than that, awkward segue. One of the things that I really like is just like, I like putting, like I said, I always mention these free channels of like these horror movies, like Asylum, Midnight Pulp, a Universal Monsters movie. Cause I just put it on. There's like always something interesting like playing. And I'm just like, oh, perfect. I don't have to go through like picking out things because it's just so, like something I probably would have watched anyways already playing, which I'm like kind of fascinated about. Like, so right now, before we recorded, 79's Dracula with Frank Langella was on. And I was just like, damn, this looks good. Like, looks so, so good right now. And Frank Langella is like a phenomenal actor. He's in a bunch of things, he's in like a million things. But like, I could see like how at the time, that's a hot movie. Like 1970, like that's a hot Dracula.
Ooh, a hot Dracula.
Oh, 100%.
Like people I'm losing like, their minds for Bill Skarsgård.
Dude, that was just like, yeah, you could, if you want to put it, I'll send you a clip. Like, cause I was like, dude, this is a super sensual movie right now. Like way more than, I mean, not as much as like Bram Stoker's Dracula or Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula or whatever. But like, I could see how like, before the 80s, like that one's that's a little hot and heavy. And he's giving the feels. He's got that open shirt, you know, V-neck with all the hair coming out.
We've always been obsessed with screwing vampires. We've always wanted to fuck vampires.
That's the clip right there. That's the magic clip right there. Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, like it's not, Twilight didn't invent it, but it made it insanely popular.
Well, they brought it to another generation and they really...
Teenagers. They targeted the teens. And of course, the teens lost their minds.
Yeah, they really... I don't know. I don't want to say Disney-fied it or definitely, you know... I want to say not dumbed it down, but definitely it brought it to a younger generation that you're just like, ooh, you know, maybe we can just hold hands with vampires forever. Just like, yeah I'm sure. Yeah. That was, I mean, it just looks like it shot really good. And I've always liked Frank Langella because he's... He made that really bad He-Man movie, Masters of the Universe, with Dolph Lundgren, really good because he brought his A game. He's just like, a job's a job. And he made Skeletor like this incredible character that like kind of like almost partly saved that movie. I mean, I grew up, so like I have like the total nostalgia thing with it because I grew up with that movie. And so I liked it anyway. But like when you go back to it and you see his performance, you're just like, so watching that 1979 one, I'm just like, damn, this movie's good. So I might give it like a full rewatch. And it also looks spectacular.
Yeah. Let's dive into it.
Wrong Turn 2 from...
Left 4 Dead, right? No, that's the third one. Actually, Dead End. Sorry. Yeah, Wrong Turn 2, Dead End. Ugh, so confused.
Should have been called Wrong Turn 2, U-Turn. Wrong Turn 2, Parallel Park. Wrong Turn 2... Use your blinker at a red stop sign. I'll cut that one out.
All better names than Dead End.
Wrong Turn 2. No, actually, I like Dead End. Dead End's fine because I was just like, they should definitely be using, because I think what we did this for the Hitcher one, they should totally be using puns for their sequels. So they were on it, 100%.
They were, yeah. For all of our like newer listeners, because I know we have some, so thank you guys. I just wanted to do a little like reminder of why we call ourselves the Wrong Turn Podcast, because like I have always loved this franchise of movies. And then we just kind of really loved this name and ran with it, and then turned into just, obviously, of course, this was always intended to be a horror podcast just because we love horror so much. And then the Wrong Turn thing just kind of worked. The name just kind of worked, and it's just, we've been rolling with it ever since. And then we will eventually, it like for us, is to kind of hit every single one of these. A few weeks ago, I did like a little just on the socials about how one of our lost episodes is the 2021 Wrong Turn, because and I watched it together for the first time.
We still have it.
It's just bad, right?
It was just that it was really long. It was a really long movie. And we were going through it, And it was just one of those things where it was just like, is anybody going to be, because it was like literally our second episode, is anybody going to be really interested in, because we're almost doing a watch along. I don't even think a lot of people could even get this movie at the time. And it was one of those things where it's just like we're quiet because some of the movie kind of lagged. And of course you could edit, then like, who's going to watch along if you're editing out all this lag and then it's not really a watch along. And then we weren't really saying anything at the time because it was just like, man, this movie's kind of
because we were truly watching it. We were like sitting there because you're right. There was a lot of just, it's a long movie, like you said. And there were little parts in it that like we loved. Like we infamously like loved that tree scene, which is pretty early on in the movie.
So good.
Like we rewatched it. We're like, we have to watch it again. That was so nice and like well done. But like the consensus of it, though, like I was just really irritated that it was even considered a Wrong Turn movie. I was like, this should not be considered the seventh installment of it. I'm upset. Like, I know they were trying to reboot it, give us new characters, whatever, new plot, but it just didn't work. I was like, it's not even cannibal hillbillies in the mountains. It's a cult.
Yeah. Like, let's go, like, if you want to go back to it and like, oh, we'll do a remake and each one of it'll be an anthology series where like people just make a Wrong Turn and whatever, and it might be the forest or whatever. And like I said, they're not even cannibal hillbillies. Hey, spoiler alert, they're not cannibal hillbillies, which
sorry,
is kind
everybody.
Of just like, which is one of those things where you're just like, well, then why am I watching? Literally can just could have been just called
something else.
Because
it's not
else.
A terrible movie. Just give it a different name. Like, don't put it in the Wrong Turn universe.
It's not. And then, like, the spoiler alert, the tree scene involves, like, a very, felt bad for this kid, Luis, because I think his death scene is awesome. And I think it's one of the first death scenes in the movie and one of the most memorable ones, right? Yeah, actually,
yeah.
After that. Like,
I remember it was the gay couple because yeah. It was one of them, and maybe it was Luis, who died during the tree scene. And then his boyfriend has like the most tragic storyline I think a character could have.
Luis.
Is Luis the one with the tragic storyline? And then his boyfriend was murdered right in the beginning?
Yeah, you're right. Man.
Because we were like upset. We felt so bad for him. We're like, this person didn't do a thing. This person went on a trip with friends.
And they made a wrong turn.
And his life sucked.
So it's one of those things where it's just like, in that regard, the movie was successful.
Yes.
But like you said, you have all this nostalgia and all this sort of like feelings already associated with the Wrong Turn. You already upset that this isn't playing out like you want it to. But yeah, that Luis character, like, and his boyfriend, those were two. Ooh, so spoiler alert. Let's just say it. Well, like, it's just because it's just fun to talk about. If you haven't watched the 2021 version, they get lost in the woods. They set off a booby trap, the most ridiculous booby trap, because a lot of people have broken the scene down where like a log goes rolling into the woods and it chases the crew down, or our protagonists. Luis's boyfriend gets caught between the log and a tree, gets fucking squished to hell. Or not Luis, Luis's boyfriend, right? I think that's the proper.
Yeah, exactly.
Luis sees it. He fucking loses his fucking mind. I think for the most part, he's just like, we shouldn't even fucking be here. From the beginning. Long story short, they get caught by a cult, whatever. Then Luis gets punished for, I guess, lying, and they have a prison where they cut out their tongues and gouge their eyes out. So you're now blind and you can't speak. And he's just there in the darkness, which I don't know why they need to be in the darkness. They're already blind.
But redundant. Basically, he's left there rot. Like, they're not going to do... Like,
and they feed
them
scraps. Yeah,
nothing,
yeah.
You know?
No, they feed them. They feed them like scraps, or they eat each other or whatever.
Yeah,
or
they have to like eat. It's disturbing. And I think part of it too, which made it so tragic, is like he didn't even lie. Like there was something about the main character, the girl, like she was the one that lied, and then he got blamed for it. Like I remember he did nothing wrong, and got blamed for it, and like thrown into this prison. And you're like that, like yeah, so. To that point, yes, that it did that well. Like, I remember that character. I'll remember that character forever. But not a Wrong Turn movie.
So that's like the thing with our podcast is just that in every movie or in every horror movie, it seems like everybody makes a wrong turn that ends up in this place. So that was the basis for the name. And other than that, like in this movie, I actually really like the last like 2 minutes of this movie, or like the crawl scene for the credits, because this movie's fucking, how long is this movie? 72%. Well, 72%, really? You're
64%? Wait, Wrong Turn 2?
Wrong Turn
2021.
Yeah, really? All right, let's see. Hold on a second. Let's see how long this movie is. 1 hour and 50 minutes, almost 2 hours. So there's so much movie that there's even movie going on during the credits. But yes. I really like that credit
scene. But we liked the credit scene. The credit scene was great.
So, like, there is something to say about it. So, like, yeah, right. Maybe a 64%
not a bad movie.
Is...
Just put it separate. Separate it from Wrong Turn.
Yeah, maybe this movie is actually pretty decent in that sense. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess, like you said, it's just associated with a franchise. It just doesn't feel like it's a part of reboots and sequels and such or whatever. Well, that said, let's go back to a movie.
Okay, so Wrong Turn 2.
Yeah.
So, and like, I went on record and said that Wrong Turn 3, which is actually the Left 4 Dead one, is my favorite one. But mainly because it was the first one that I owned a physical copy of. So I watched it over and over again all the time. Because it was the only one I had. Like, I had none of the other ones. So that's why that one became my favorite. But truly, I really enjoy the second one. Because I feel like the second one is one of the last ones before it gets like way too fucking ridiculous and like way too campy, which I love. But I think the second one, I mean, it's
I like to put that out there. It's like, whoa. I don't like this. I don't like two. That's too ridiculous. It's too grounded. You know, the three, it's fine. Four gets ridiculous, you know, like, oh.
No, five and six are just silly.
Wait, is 2021 part six technically?
No, 2021 is part seven. There's part five and part six. I hate part five. I don't hate it. I mean, I still like it. But part five, I'm upset with because they don't go anywhere. Like, there's no road trip. They're in the mountain area where the hillbillies are. But, like, I'm upset because they don't take a wrong turn. And all the other ones, like, there's driving and then there's a wrong turn made. And then it's like, oops, we're in the wrong territory. The fifth one, it's like they just went camping and they're going to a music festival. And I was like, this isn't, but whatever. I'm getting like critiquing these movies.
No, 100%. No. We could.
Wrong Turn 2, in the basis, the synopsis, is we are back in the Appalachian Mountains. It's a reality survival TV show. I guess you can say, and not even want to say survivor. It's like, it's supposed to be an apocalyptic. Sorry.
You got it right.
It's not like a duck. And we have our cast of characters. We have like, supposed to be like a celebrity. Well, they're all like mini celebrities, I guess.
Well, yeah. Which is very kind of like reminiscent of like reality TV show now. Like,
yes.
How I didn't watch reality TV show back then. And like Ming watches a bit of it now. So I'm sort of like, oh yeah, this is totally is what's going on. Like, we haven't changed at all.
We haven't changed at all. Henry Rollins is like the host, which is cool. I think we mentioned before, like, we really do kind of like the addition, or at least I do, like, of Henry Rollins. I think it's a good time. I think he's
Dale
a good
Murphy,
guy.
Which is, I always thought it was kind of weird because he was like this anti-establishment dude, like playing a very, like, it was like, oh, I was in the military, like,
army.
Just an army dude. I mean, I understand, like, his character
Henry Rollins, like, is badass. Like, Henry Rollins has like been on Drag Race as a judge,
but like I mean, I could see his, like, his personality, his character both reflecting like the same sort of ideals, where like he's very disciplined, like, in general, you know he has strong, you know, convictions. So I could see that, like, like he's just playing himself essentially in that regard. But yeah, you have a bunch of like whatever, like F class celebrities,
yeah,
you know,
like
really low on the totem pole.
Football quarterbacks, like, star. You have like the hot chick who's like maybe got some success being a model. You have another woman who is like military-esque, who is probably like really hot in the fitness industry. And then you have like a random girl who is very like Avril Lavigne, but she also reminds me of the blonde girl from, we've done a couple of their movies, like Final Destination and House on Haunted Hill, like Allie, what's the actress's name? I don't know. She reminds me of her.
Can't remember right now.
It's okay.
The
But so, she's yeah. the so, only one that, like, I don't really think she, it makes it sound like she was just kind of chosen. She's like, I'm here for the money because, like, my boyfriend stole my credit cards or something. And then we have the director M, which is when we were talking about Battle Royale, like, he's the one wearing the Battle Royale t-shirt, which is a good little nod there. And then we have his producer girlfriend who ends up, being on the show, because in the cold open of this movie, we get our first, which I think is a pretty solid kill. Like, you get introduced to our hillbillies right away. Now, I will say in this one, the hillbillies are not how they look afterwards. Like, 3 and onwards, they all look exactly the same makeup and whatever. 1 and 2, they look different. I don't know if you noticed that, but like, even though Three Finger is in this movie, that's like the original, I guess, of the Cannibal Hillbillies in this family. He looks completely different moving on and after this movie, after 2.
Yeah. I don't really feel like they're fairly consistent regardless. But yeah, this was almost like, I think they're called like the Hill Kitcher family or whatever like that. You find that out in like part 4 or whatever, but they have a name. And like, this is like their extended family. So it's like you have Three Finger and then you have an extended family with Ma, Pa, and then son and daughter.
Yes.
Son and daughter almost look like twins. And then you don't even get to introduce like till mother to like very little. It's almost like a Homer-esque, like, he looks like one of the three brothers from part 1, but I don't think he is. But I also thought they were like in all the movies. I thought all the three brothers were in all the...
They are. They're, but according to this one and according to the research, the only survivor of the hillbillies is Three Finger and then his newborn baby. But that doesn't follow into the other. Obviously, like, it's not consistent with the sequels.
It's and we not canon? Before.
It's not canon. It's not canon. Oh my God, what are we going to do? It's not canon. Because you learn that in 4. Like, the 4th part of Wrong Turn is when you actually get, like, more of this family history, which has absolutely nothing to do with 2.
No, I like it in part 7 where Three Finger creates a time machine and he goes back in time to save his two brothers so they can be together forever.
It's my favorite one.
Yeah.
We have Wrong Turn scripts ready to go.
Oh my God. I mean, in that sense, it was a little bit like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where like after a while, like they're just kept being more and more family, and you're like, how many of these members are there? I'm like, which could have been fun, because I think it was in part 3. Spoiler alert:
it's fine.
Three Finger gets killed, sort of. Maybe, I don't know if that's true or not. So then at the end of the movie, there's another hillbilly with like a made up weapon that kills off one of the characters in like the end title sequence. Like, yeah, these Virginia Hills are littered with cannibal incest hillbillies, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. But like, basically chaos ensues. Everyone like here's the thing. What I enjoy about the Wrong Turn movie is after the first one, like, I love the first one. I think it is a standalone movie. We obviously have the lovely Desmond Harrington and Eliza Dushku. They make it out alive. And in the second one, we bring back what we called, or what we dubbed him, Daddy Pepto-Bismol, because he's still daddy in this one. Like, he came on to the second, he was like, yeah, I'll do Wrong Turn 2. I'll be the gross incest father to these hillbillies. So there is a little bit that they brought from 1 to 2. But what I like from two onwards, everyone dies. Everyone dies. I think
part 3, because for you, I did a deep dive. Part 3, I think one of the campers survives that joins the jail group. I think she did she survive?
No, yeah, she survives. The woman survives in the 3rd one. As I already said, I've seen that one like a billion times.
Yeah. And then I don't know about 4. No, 4, no. That one's kind of fun. Yeah, because you think they're going to survive because it's really gung-ho at the end. And then I don't know how they get caught up in a trap at the end. That was kind of silly. Like, there is nothing. They're not even in, like, they're outside of the forest.
Yeah.
That's the snow one.
It's the snow one. It's the Arctic one.
Yeah, right. So then they're like, they made it out. They're
on a snowmobile.
Which is also part prequel. Yeah. Yeah, they're on a snowmobile. There's no trees around, but all of a sudden they get caught up in, like, I guess, like a razor wire that gets pulled. Yeah, barbed wire that gets pulled. There's no trees because you look at the, like, they zoom out and they're like, there's just a bunch of heads and bodies on the floor. I'm like, I do like at the end how he just, well, it's fine, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Really, like,
if we start picking it apart,
like,
these
are the types of movies where we're like, I'm like, yep, that happened, and then it just like continue on.
But I did like it how at the end he's just very nonchalant. He's just like they're dead, bodies on the floor. He's just like, yep, another day,
and another
He's just picking up two heads, throwing in the back of throwing them in the back of the trailer, the tow truck, and just like moving on.
Well, because that's what I like about this family. Like, this is what they do. Like, that's what they're here. They're just like, I'm going to, like, fucking kill you. How dare you take a wrong turn? Like,
it was always funny how, like, they're, especially Three Fingers, he's always, like, so excited. He's always so excited to, like, kill and eat at the same time. It's just like, oh, there's blood on the floor. Oh, I gotta lick it. And I'm just like, all right, man. Like, take it home. Like, work is work. Let's finish the job. You know, they take it home. Then you cook. You know, like, he's eating the person as he's murdering them. Like, yeah, it's fine. I do like how they know what they did what they were doing with these movies. They're not making, like, you know, cinema, you yeah. know, for lack of a better term. They're just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to have fun with these movies. Let's just up the gore factor. Let's just up the creative kills. Let's just have fun with it because these movies are called Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
And there's Hillbilly. Like, this franchise is what you would think, like, if they were making a movie in a movie and they were making a parody of it, this is what that would be.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
This just happens to be a real franchise.
It just happens to be a real franchise that you can't find on streaming, like, anywhere. I don't think these movies have been available on a streaming service. I'm talking, like, Hulu, I'm talking Max, I'm talking Netflix, ever.
Well, it's just the following's too big. You got to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's the fan base.
You got to be paying for it. It's like...
we're messing up right now because we're researching this so much that they're going to think they want to make another one. That's what happens. Like, I felt like this happened. We've been doing this for a little bit now. And anytime we start researching a bunch of movies, the next month becomes available on stream. It's like, oh, well, the fans want it. Like, now we got to put out Piranha 3D out, you know, because, you know, you got to put it out on streaming because these kids have been researching it for like 2 months straight. I'm like,
these two idiots. No, I'm just kidding. I hope so. So help me. If somewhere along the lines here in the next year, they start making a new Wrong Turn movie, we better be on that fucking list for, like, press. We get to go to their premiere. We get to, like, be on set. Like, we will be the podcast on ground zero for that movie.
I mean, with now, like, 100%, they could totally, like, you can get really creative with it. And
you could. As long as you're bringing back the three brothers, and then you're meant to get a little silly with it, up the gore, do the creative kills, like, have fun.
Creative kills. I would say up the creative kills. I mean, they got real creative with it in part three. What was it? The egg slicer?
Yeah.
Like, the giant egg slicer. I'm like, okay. I don't even care that they look like the effects look cheesy. I'm like, that was pretty good. That's fun. Yeah, these premises are also so ridiculous that I'm like, I can't even, like, think of making something up that would be comparable. Like, that's how ridiculous this is.
So
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped. Wrong Turn 2, though, as far as kills go, we have, like, the famous, I think one of the good ones is the two hanging upside down and we get the arrow right through both of their eyes. That one's fun. But,
oh, yeah,
like,
they have, like, a little bit of a, like, they have, like, a little bit of an arc because he's been, like, a dick to her the entire time.
He's like a horny dick.
Yeah.
Like, he just wants to get, he's just, like, constantly making horny dick. Yeah. He's just, like, constantly making sexist jokes at her and being like, don't you want me, baby? And she's literally like, I'm gay. Like, I'm not into dudes. And then he's doing that stupid thing where he's like, that's so hot, baby. I love lesbians. And you're like, oh, my God, shut the fuck up. And so, yeah, they have, like, this little banter. And then it's like they're ending and being like, we can get out of this together. And then, nope, you're dead.
Well, it was also like because he saves her. She saves him because she's a badass.
She's badass. Yeah.
Yeah. So and then he's all of a sudden just like, oh, I don't think I could have done that without you. You're the best. And I'm just going to be like the nicest
person
ever. Which was great. And then he gets shot in the face. I was just like, ah, that was good.
He was a better person for 11 seconds. It was great.
Yeah. That's what I need. A little conscientious writing for my Wrong Turn movies.
Yes. There has to be a little bit of character development, but not for too long. You just kill him off.
I like how they try to teach me to be a better person.
Stop making those kind of jokes, Edgar.
Well, no, I mean, 100%. We had to fire some dude because of that. Like, it was literally the same. He's the same dude. And he got hired. And then we were training him. And I left him with a coworker. And they were stuck in an elevator. And he just, like, the guy's been on the clock for, like, a few hours. And he made, like, an inappropriate comment. Like, dude, you're you've only been here for a couple of hours.
Is this recent?
No, that was a few years ago.
But oh, I was like, wait, what?
It was one of the only people I was responsible for, like, firing because she came up to me and she was just like,
he said that.
Yeah, he said it's not cool. Not cool 100%. So then I had to tell somebody, and then they asked me, and yeah, he got fired. And they came up and said, dude, I got fired. And I'm like, well, like, don't be an asshole.
You're like, don't fucking say shit like that.
Yeah, it's one of those nice things where it's just like, if you just got hired, you can get hired you can get fired really quickly because they're like, oh, mistake. It's just take it back. We don't have to finish this paperwork. you're done. You're not even in the system right now.
That's crazy. Yeah, exactly. Like, here's your $15 or something.
Yeah, basically. Back then, yeah, for sure. It was like he was stuck in the elevator with her. They were going on a different floor, and she was training him for that segment. And then, you know, I don't even know how sexual orientation came up. Like, hi, hello, how are you? My name is such and such. I'm a lesbian. I don't even know how that came up, like, or like where into that part. Like, I don't have no idea how it went from how fast. Like, he must have asked her something, and then or if he was hitting on her or something like that.
Because if you're a decent human being, how does that come up so quickly, and why does it matter?
Well, because the only reason I mentioned is because the follow-up, what he said here, right?
Okay.
You know, she had mentioned that she had a girlfriend or something.
Like, oh, I just like me and my girlfriend. Maybe it was casual, and then he made something inappropriate. Maybe. Comment.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know how you... And then he's just like, I've never been with two women at the same time before. Legit. Ugh. Immediately. And then she just shut down. And I'm like...
Perfectly so. She'd been like, screw you. Like, if your bad behavior happens this soon, yeah, you're toast.
You're a problem. You're a problem. And then she didn't feel... So the reason I got involved is because she didn't feel comfortable telling management about it. So then I had to do it for her.
Well, good on you.
Yeah. So yeah, don't be a dick, basically.
Well, that didn't happen in this movie because they let him make horrible comments to her for a long time.
So she needed to save his life so he can be a better person.
Yeah, like she needed to do something for him. For him to be like, my God, maybe I won't act like that anymore.
Fair, 100%.
But he deserved it. She didn't.
You know what?
Bummer.
He hadn't watched Wrong Turn 2 yet. That's the problem.
You're right. Okay.
Saving careers, this one.
One of my, when I was doing my rewatch last night, I realized that there is one death that I really enjoyed. And it's pretty early on because it's the girl that you kind of are rooting for, the producer, the girlfriend, because she's kind of like, you know, given to us as this like mousy little girl, like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm just the producer, but I'm going to jump in because we lost like the hot chick right away in the beginning. Like, she was our cold open, making the wrong turn when she was in her little hot car, her little convertible, and they just fucking sliced her open. Yeah, what's up?
Full circle. Wrong turn opens up with a Mustang. Wrong Turn 2, also a Mustang.
Which
I was like, I don't know if it was, I mean, it had to have been a nod. I'm sure
it had. Exactly. But yeah, she was like the hot blonde that was like supposed to be the most famous of like this group of people. And she makes our wrong turn right at the beginning, thinking that she hit one of the hillbillies, and she was like, oh no, like, oh shoot, da da da. And then like, there was just a trap. And they slice her open, and that's how we are opened into this movie. But that's not my favorite kill. It is a cool one. It's enjoyable.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, like
they start the movie out strong.
They start the movie out strong. Like, we're like, this is what we're getting into right now.
It was Kimberly Caldwell who's like playing like a parody of herself.
Of herself, yeah.
Yeah, which I think she's also maybe in the movie. She's also called Kimberly. Yeah, she's also called Kimberly in the movie. Fun fact: her manager on the phone. Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, I looked that up too. I was like, that's so cool. I do love how, like, when she calls him, he's like, oh my God, it's 4 a.m. in LA. And I was like, I thought about this time difference. I was like, they're in Virginia. So that's like 2, maybe 3 hours time difference. And I was like, okay, like, what time is it where she's at? Maybe it's really early. It doesn't look like it, but again, that's like me deep critiquing this silly movie.
Well, I guess if you're starting production, you're starting production early.
Yeah.
Maybe you're starting at 7 a.m. That means your production's probably staff has been there since like 5 a.m. So if it's like 7.
She took her red eye flight.
Well, if it's seven in the morning, if it's four in the morning there, that would make it seven in the four morning in Virginia. So basically, this movie takes place over a day. Already, we're giving this movie way too much thought.
We are. Giving this, like, and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. We apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, going back to our red herring lead, which I love, played by Aleska Palladino.
Yeah.
Who plays Mara, the boyfriend of Mara and Michael. That's cute.
Cute.
And best known for her performance on Boardwalk Empire, which is she's super dope in. And no, I love that
she's a great actress. Like, I actually really enjoy her. And that when I say, like, you feel like you want to root for her because she's like in love with her boyfriend, who she finds out like cheats on her because, like, he's getting a blowjob from one of the other cast members because she's like, I just want to like be the most famous one on this TV show. And that's upsetting. They also, oh my God, what is the girl that looks like Avril Lavigne's character's name?
That's, she becomes her lead, Erica Learson. Yes. Nina Pappas is her character, Nina.
She does become our female lead.
It's kind of fun because she's kind of like, has like a little bit of a run in horror movies. She's worked on a bunch of stuff, actually. And she kind of looks different in all of them. So it's kind of like hard to like pin her a little bit. Yeah, it's interesting. She's been on, it looks like she was in Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, then Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003. Let me see here. If there was like a list here real quick. Haunted Tracks. I mean, that looks like it might have gone straight. But yeah, so she's got like a little bit of a track record. Butterfly Room looks like a horror movie. Mischief Night looks like a horror movie. Like, all right, good for her. She's got to go where the work is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and she has like some career in TV. So, oh my gosh, she's doing all right.
But yes, I know I'm kind of like jumping all over the place as I typically do.
That's all right. My ADD is completely fine with it.
I know. But Mara and Nina, they are kind of, they're paired off together. And there is what I do enjoy about this movie is because whenever I feel unsettled by something, I feel like it's like horror's done its job. To me. And Mara and Nina end up in the cabin, like the hillbilly cabin, and they witness the birth of the little baby hillbilly. Yeah. And so that's what I mean when I'm like, that made me a little uncomfortable because it's gross. Because we have incestuous hillbillies here and you're watching the birth. And it's not like that. Like, they don't give you too much. Like, there's a lot of blood and then you can see the baby's face and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, hold on a second. They're splitting a character in half, and then they're dragging her split corpse, because many hands make light work, you know? But then all of a sudden, you're giving us a birth scene, and you have to give us through, like, the crack of a door, because God forbid we see, like, the natural occurrence of, as a father...
Yeah.
You know, of a child being born, you know?
You're like, I've seen it. I was there.
Incest or no incest, that is the miracle of life, you know, of little three-toed hill clitcher hillbilly boy.
We prefer no incest, but in this movie, there is incest.
There's a little bit of it, but there's a little bit of it. But why is that like the go-to? I guess it's just gross regardless.
That's what I mean, where I'm like, I'm uncomfortable, like, but it's good. I think it's a good scene, even though you're right. Like, you're just getting through like the little crack. But moving forward, they kind of get caught, or they get known that they're in the house, and they go for the run for it. And you're rooting for Mara again, because you're like, oh yeah, like, this is the character, you know, she has like the best, I guess, like, backstory at this point. And her death is, I think, my favorite, probably based on her acting, because as she's running, she just gets, boom, axe to the head. And then it's just like this slow realization, which is what I believe your body would probably do just with that blunt force trauma. Is like, you're still running, but you're like, bleh, dead. Yeah. I like it. I thought she did it well. And so that is truly, I think, my favorite death in this movie.
Because like, I guess they didn't really need to do that with a movie called Wrong Turn 2 Dead End. They gave their characters like a little bit of emotional backing and like a little bit of nuance. So like, yeah, with the two characters, like the asshole and the military, I already forgot where, like, they gave them a whole little arc. The same thing with Mara, where like Henry Rollins is basically like, you're tougher than you think you are, right? Like, you can do this, because she doesn't want to be on this TV show. And then she has to actually complete one of the challenges prior to this, and she does it and she falls in the river, and then she's like, oh well, this is kind of fun, like, oh yeah, maybe I am
Yeah, stronger maybe than I am strong. Maybe I'm a strong.
And then boom.
I know. So like, and that's the essence of the wrong turns that I like, where you're like, no, you don't. Even if you did like the character, it's these hillbillies are just out to kill you. It doesn't matter. Like, they will find you and they will get you.
Yeah. Is there any of that like nuance with Nina? Like the girl who ends up being our lead, that like, is there, I don't even remember. I forgot that part. I just focused
like
on
her backstory.
Yeah. Like, is there anything have an emotional arc at all? Or are they, after a while, they're just like, no, let's just move on to the next person.
I guess kind of. I guess she softens because she comes on hard, like where she was like, she's got she does. She is like this hard shell. She's like, I'm here to win this money. And she opens up a little bit to Mara, where she was like, my boyfriend, like once Mara realizes like M cheats on her and she's obviously devastated. Like, she's like, my boyfriend cheated on me and like stole my money and put me in credit card debt. She's like, so that's why I'm here. Like, to get my money to, like, you know, start my life back or whatever. And then
Nina just makes a bunch of series of wrong turns. Hey-o.
All right. And then later on, like, she gets with like the, not gets with, but like her and the quarterback guy, like, have a bonding because they're like the two kind of remaining towards the end of this movie. Like, they last the longest. But that's just kind of Nina's story. Like, she's just, she doesn't, spoiler alert, nobody makes it.
Oh, wait, did she die?
Everyone dies.
How does she die at the end?
Was I not paying attention?
I don't think, after a while, I think we're like both like, oh yeah, she's sort of like, yeah, she's a main character.
No,
like,
but they all die.
After half an hour, we're not interested.
That's true. Even though I love this franchise, love these movies, like, it was just kind of like on the background last night and I was playing with my little puppy friend here. But they get to the point where they end up in like the area of the cabin or whatever they find, and then they find all the abandoned cars, and Nina's like, oh my god, these people have been doing this for god knows how long, because whenever they kill people, they steal all their shit. And so they find this warehouse full of like all these abandoned cars, and then like there's like a machine in there that one guy gets caught in.
It's like a wood chipper, or
it's
like
a wood chipper-esque kind of thing, and they fight. I mean, they fight well, like, you know, they really, but the hillbillies win in the end, because the end, I mean, most of the hillbillies die in this movie, because like I said, the ending scene is Three Finger nursing his little baby with a
three toe,
with three toe nursing his little baby with a finger, like a human finger, like gives the little baby a human finger. And that's how it ends, knowing that like all of his other little hillbill family got killed. But
okay. So here we go. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Okay, you're gonna give fans what we need. How does Nina die? But they all die. No one makes it. I know that. All
right. So Henry Rollins shows up to the, I guess the, I think what turns out to be is the paper factory. And we get a little bit of backstory from Daddy Pepto-Bismol, who's basically like, this paper factory has been leaking chemicals into the water and it's been warping the children in the area. And then, so then we end up, I guess, the Cannibal Hillbillies take Nina and the football player to the paper factory. They end up, they end up there. Nina, in a huge nod to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Nina does have family with the hillbillies, and it is so much like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Even like the screaming scene where she's losing it and they're trying to feed her. Henry Rollins shows up, saves her, kind of like a
right.
cool
I
thing.
Do remember
she's
that,
tied
sorry.
To the chair. He does
yes.
this whole like,
she's got
inserts
like
inserts the knife to like open up the like widen the bind so she can slip her arms out. Nina dips out, which I kind of love. She leaves the paper factory, which is kind of cool. She's just like, I am out. Her arms are all cut up or whatever. Henry Rollins goes and saves the football player. Henry Rollins gets undone by a set of bow and arrows. Football player gets caught up in a fight scene with the hillbillies, because I think at this point the hillbilly children have died. Nina comes in and saves the football player's life at the last minute as he's fighting both mom and pop hillbilly. And they get, I don't even know, it doesn't even make sense. They get tossed into the wood chipper because she pulls on a plank.
Yeah.
And Looney Tunes style, they get hit into the wood chipper. Yeah, the wood chipper. And actually, they drive off in Kimberly's car that they find. So they survive. Two survivors.
I was wrong all along. Look at me.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought they died too. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess.
I like how I was like, yeah, I rewatched this last night, not paying attention.
The people who survive are the least interesting part of this movie. They that's are. Fine.
I would have much rather had them die.
And then you end the end credit. I don't, for some reason, they want to do an end credit scene where Three Finger is feeding Three Toe with the toxic remains of whatever water is coming out of the water pump, which is
and then
super
gives
gross.
The baby a human finger to like eat or nurse on.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, yeah. Which yeah. I don't think was in the version I saw. Yeah, but I heard about it.
So like clearly when they were like doing this whole end fight scene, the ADD was just kicking in because I was like, oh yeah, whatever.
It's just like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
I was like, yeah, whatever. They all die. It's fine. Just let's go to the next
also,
one.
But that does happen in 3, and I think that happens in 4. So they do all die.
Yeah, maybe I was like, okay, so definitely in 4 they all die. And definitely in 5, they all die. 6, I know there's some survivors. But 6 gets fucking weird with, like, the family. Like, 6 is the whole, they find their, like, long-lost brother. Like, he goes to the spa, and then he realizes he's one of them. And it's just, it's so horny, it's stupid. Like, it's like the one of the horniest
the
movies I've ever seen that isn't, like, pornography.
The Hillbillies?
Yes, sort of. Like, you have our original 3 that are like gross, and then you have like the other ones that are all related, and then what they're trying to do is like marry off the one girl to like this new cousin brother because they need to keep the family going. But and like she's the horniest character I've ever seen. Like that's what I mean. I was like, it's like it could be porn, it's not quite there, but that's her whole character is just to be horny.
Interesting. Okay, and well, that's 6. We'll have to watch it later. Yeah.
Wrong Turn 6, Last Resort. Because they go to resort. Yeah. You can't knock them for these names, though. They're great.
Yeah. All right. Let's try. Let's. All right. Let's see if we can put it together. Courtney, off the top of your head, don't think about it. 1, 2, 3. Give me a movie, not a horror movie.
Not a horror movie?
Yeah.
Empire Records.
Okay. All right. So Empire Records meets Wrong Turn from How We Do This. Other than there's like a record release. Oh, there's a band maybe like, and they're gonna have a record release on the way and they're driving through Virginia and they got
Brewing
a flat
band.
Tire. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like
then
not a tour bus, like a band that barely is making any money.
Indie band, right?
Indie band.
Yeah, indie band doing it for themselves. You know, you got at least 5, you know, band members, maybe a girlfriend roadie, you know, a separate car with the guy with the merch, you know.
Merch guy,
extra kills, you know. And then we got, yeah, so we at least got like maybe 7 people that we can murder for fun. It sounded awful.
But that's what these movies do. It's like, yeah. That's how you're showing up.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see what I'll just, yeah, these movies are really like kind of like limited to like being in the woods, who's driving through the woods, like, or what's in the woods, you know, like the
You're
fact that they did
the woods.
Yeah.
The woods is unpredictable.
Yeah. Like the sort of part one, that's the part prequel, part 4 is pretty interesting. And part 3 is pretty interesting because they're like, all right, they really had to get creative with like, yeah. A group of convicts like crash in the forest and they trying to escape. Like, that's pretty interesting.
I think that's why 3 and 4 usually are my favorites.
And yeah, 4, like a bunch of like whatever skiers get caught in an assailant's assignment in a snowstorm. Like, and that just happens to be where they're holding up for the winter. Which also happens to be where they're from because they were part of an assailant asylum or whatever. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. And then what? And then 5 just goes back to campers?
Yeah, it goes to campers. Like 5 is they're camping out to like go to a music festival and they're really trying to make it seem like this thing is like fucking Coachella, but it's not. There's like 5 people going to this music festival. Like, and that's what I mean, and I'm upsetting cuz no one makes a wrong turn. Everyone's already there. Everyone's already in this like town for this music festival. And then the hillbillies just come out and they're like, cool, look at all these people here for the music festival. We better start like killing. But you're like focused on this small group of characters that were just like out camping. And the kills aren't even that good in that movie.
That's lame.
It's just so stupid.
I will tell you, with 2 and 3, they did have like people that were like at least committed to the bit as far as like production and like special effects people that like went on to go work on like very, very well-known projects. So like these people like took it as a chance to like, yeah, we're working on a movie called Wrong Turn 2, but like,
let's try to make it as best as we can.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, you're like, okay, this is the movie I got. This is the job I got. Like, let's try to do the best that I can. And I like that.
All right, I got an idea. Not Empire Records, but a little bit of a crossover, right? Sort of not really. A bunch of college kids that want to make a documentary film in the woods because they think the Virginia woods are haunted because people go missing. All of Blair Witch, right? 100%. You know, they think the woods are haunted. They come across the hillbillies. Chaos ensues, right?
Hey, that could be Wrong Turn. I guess 8. That's yeah. We have to go to 8. That's the Wrong Turn
project.
That could be a really simple one, too. Yeah, like, as long as you're nailing the kills and, like, the creative kills, give these people a little bit of an emotional background. There you go.
Don't even call it Wrong Turn, right? Call it something else, but it just happens to be a Wrong Turn movie, right?
Ooh. What would we call it?
At least for, like, maybe, like, half an hour, 40 minutes, you can do the whole thing where, like, maybe the woods are haunted sort of a bit, and it's just the hillbillies
messing with
them. Yeah,
like, you're actually trying to give it, like, no, it's haunted. Just, like,
yeah.
And then someone has, like, a really great Wrong Turn joke, like, 45 minutes in, and you're like, oh.
And then we get Three Finger, you know?
And Three Finger just shows up, the original Three Finger, in his fucking, like, overalls.
I also credit, like, a 5 and 6, whatever, they go back to basics where it's just like, yeah, the brothers are here now or whatever. Because they can just be, like, a series of stories in the lifespan of these characters, right? Sure. Because it doesn't really matter when they die or if they die, right? It matters is we're only here for the gore and the kills. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, Blair Witch. What is it? Wrong Turn Project.
What are you
gonna
call it?
Wrong Turn. Maybe make it a title that's an acronym of Wrong Turn, or a what's the word where you, if you rearrange the letters, it would spell out the same thing, or you could spell out the same thing. I forgot what it was, but yeah,
I can't think of that, but I know what you mean.
I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
Need to write it down in order for me to try to figure out what it would be called. I have to see it. I can't think of it.
I just use ChatGPT for that. Hey. Rearrange these letters. Give me
please just rearrange this. What? How many words can Wrong Turn make?
Yeah, 100%. All right. We haven't done a Hollywood, was it, monster movie mashup in a while, so that was kind of a decent
fun.
Not bad.
But I mean, that's the fucking gist of it. Wrong Turn 2.
You're like, that's it.
That's it. Henry Rollins is fun. The game show idea is fine, but. You know, whatever. Pepto Daddy Bismol. I feel like I'm going to, like, whenever we get to either 3 or 4, I feel like we're going to have a lot more fun with those, even though we already described it now. But those ones are the better of the franchise.
Yeah, like, maybe we'll just, like, I feel like we already did a good job in handling all of them. But if you want, we can, like, just do one episode where we just do all of them, you know, in the span of, like, an hour.
Yeah. I'll make you. I'm like, no. Individual episodes.
I mean, at this point, we're splitting it up to the roles, guys. So, like, I'm picking one. Corny's picking one. So, if Corny decides to pick the next one.
So, if I decide it's wrong, I gotta go with
that
choice.
Fine. No, I'm respectable, you know?
No, I'm not going to do that to you for a while. I'll pick something different. But
no, 3. I mean, I already did my deep dive on 3 and 4. Because I was just like, all right. So we got plenty to say now.
All right.
Excuse me, guys. All right. I think we're good.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone. Go watch your Wrong Turn 2. Let us know what you think.
Have a good day, guys. Take care. Oh, yeah. Like and subscribe and do all the bullshit. I should say that
please,
beforehand.
Please. We appreciate it. It's so much fun.
We're steadily growing on all the socials. So keep it going. Have a good day, guys. Take care.
Bye.